A Washington state appeals court ruled today that King County has been improperly calculating the property taxes it's using to fund a new courthouse and youth detention center. It's the latest legal ruling in the contentious battle over replacing the facility. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The group EPIC, or End Prison Industrial Complex, has filed several lawsuits over King County's plans to build the Children and Family Justice Center. Tuesday's decision reverses part of a lower court ruling that challenged, among other things, the way the county was calculating property tax increases to fund the facility. Attorney Noel Lowney says the ruling means the county will have to stop collecting taxes based on this formula and that the money they hoped to have for the project is no longer there.
If the county wants to bust a $200 million hole in the county budget, then it can keep moving those bulldozers. But as of now, the county does not have money to fund this project.
It's been nearly 6 years since voters approved Proposition 1 to fund the $200 million rebuild. But in its published finding, the court ruled that the language of the proposition didn't authorize the county to use the first year's increased tax for future years. King County Executive Dow Constantine's office hasn't commented yet. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.